It's good to be back, you know that. Yeah, you miss me, love. I'm just tired, you know. I mean, most important thing is all of us came back alive, so can't really complain, can we? Not that badly scratched up. Let's just say it's good to be back. I don't want to go into details of it. Don't need to ruin your chance of sleeping, too. Love. You're being, quiet. That's normally more my thing. You're angry with me. I know it took a bit longer than we thought it might, but... No. Affectionate, are we? I mean, I didn't mean to panic you. Sorry for thinking you were angry. You okay? You stressed? You're not really doing much of talking. What? Whatever hand gestures you're doing, so that means, so when you put your fingers, your finger and thumb real close together like that, it's a bit small, little. Oh. Right. No, I'm not. This is just... I know you explained it to me already. But It's just sort of the first time you've actually been in this state around me. So, should I keep my voice low? Right. Probably should move the bag of weapons out of... Yeah, let me... I'm just gonna put these out of reach. No, don't. I don't want you to get... worried. Look, you told me about this a while ago. I chose to stick around, knowing that this was going to happen one day. I'm not bothered by it. Please don't think that. It's just not my area of expertise. Looking after people, let alone kids. I know I haven't told you much about my upbringing, but suffice to say, I haven't exactly got good examples to draw upon for knowledge, reference. I didn't promise I'd be good at this. I'm perfect at this. I'm not. I can't promise that I'll be as good as you deserve. But if you really want me, then... I'll try. So... What do I do? You're not in the right mental space to tell me that, are you? Right. And I've got to try and not bring up work, because that's probably not. Though I suppose that could be nice to not think about work for a while. Try and shut my brain off. Not all the way, but... What do you want? Can you, do you feel like talking at all? Or... hungry. Yeah, you know what, I don't know when the last time I ate anything was. I grabbed some stuff on the way in. It's not much, it's like vending machine food, but food is food. Right, I've got, through the bag away. I'm gonna grab. You're not gonna root through the bag. That's. I'm fully aware that you are capable of using everything that is in that bag to a very good skill, but given your current state of mind, I'm going to. Grab the... Yeah. Yes. water. Have you got anything to drink in it? Love. Right, I shouldn't probably have a go at you not being able to take care of yourself when. That's sort of. I guess that's my job at the moment. Not used to being in that position. Well, I grab like 3 bottles of water. And, a couple, not waters. Well, I just got whatever I think this is like. Black currant. I don't know. And then this thing that you like. Is it responsible for me to give you that much sugar when you're little? Well, when you pout like that, I suppose I've got no choice but to spoil you. You take that. I'll be honest, I don't have the energy to do a lot. You still look apprehensive. I'm not. Yeah, the mission was a lot, but I'm not upset. I don't want you to feel like you've got to be the one taking care of me all the time, making sure that I'm okay. I should be able to do the same thing for you. So. Maybe this could be good for me. You know, getting to focus on something good, doing something good. Could be nice. Certainly spending time with you, it's nothing I'm gonna complain about. Right then. Come here. Come on. Sorry, my head's not with it, but. Come here. Of course, I'm not mad. Might be, Did you just call me grumpy? Unbelievable. Tell you, you and Johnny are as bad as each other. Oh, you're less mouthy though, aren't you? Come here. You're alright, yeah. And, I know we're both still alive. This is relatively healthy. At least, you know, able to sit here and talk. Love, of course you're good, you shouldn't need to ask that. What word are you trying to say? Oh, you just want to be told that. Oh, like, right, okay, you were trying to say affirmations, right. I'm not known for flowery words and being good at talking. I suppose for you, because you definitely do deserve praise. I'm not disappointed or upset that you're regressed, yeah. For me to come back and find you like this, it feels like it. A damn miracle that you know that we're both just still here, that I get to think, you know, if I manage to make it through, whatever happens out there, I get to come back to such a pretty little thing like you. Yeah. I couldn't, in my wildest dreams, have thought I'd get someone like you. Such a good little thing. Yeah. You're okay, Bob. You're okay. Oh, don't fuss over me. Couple bandages, nothing too serious. No one else is seriously hurt either. Bit of a close call, but no, I mean, fine. And the few wounds that some of us have got will heal. Alright. I'm sure next time you could protect me. I'm sure you could. Mm-hmm. My strong little one. You're right if I give you a little scratches. Yeah. Okay. As relaxing as this is, I will need to get up and have a shower. A bath. That's bloody fancy, isn't it? If you want to join me, yeah? I don't really want to leave you alone in this state. A good little one, you know that. Patiently waiting for me to get back. How lucky am I, to know that when I come back, you're gonna be curled up here waiting for me. I feel like it's more than I deserve. So I don't want you ever thinking that you're being annoying, okay? Trust me, if I was annoyed, you'd know. If we were normal people with normal jobs in a normal little flat or something, grab us a proper meal. We'd have a proper TV. Put on whatever shows you liked watching as a kid. Let them run in the background. We'd have a sofa. A comfortable one. To sit on. You could bundle yourself up in my lap. And we could just stay there all day. Without having to worry about being suddenly called for something. I can try my best my way up, but suppose we could at least spoil you a little bit. I mean, I'd hate him to get lost or damaged. I've seen the way that you look at them. I mean, you know, whenever we get, you know, a night off, the odd day off, and go on a little walkabout. You don't think I haven't seen you lingering, looking at toys through shop windows. My only worry would be if you get really attached to them. What if we end up losing them? Leaving him behind. Even if you keep them on you at all times, what if, you know, I'm not gonna go into the horrible details. Sorry. Turns out my brain's used to going pretty dark places. But you know, I'd hate for you to get upset if you get damaged. Well, yeah, I'd buy you new ones. But try and get you something. Yeah. And maybe something that could help if I'm not here. You what? You'd have a soft toy with me. I can't imagine what that would look like. I'm not, nor would I in any form be cuddly. I suppose we could find you here. Stupid. What I was gonna say, like a stuffed toy of a ghost, like you know, like a white blanket sheet ghost. You like the idea? Well, I'll keep my eyes peeled. If that helps. I'm not used to people wanting things that remind them of me. I'm not used to people connoted anything positive with me, so. You're too sweet for me, you know that. I want to try and get better at this. Especially if this, you know. I want us to last. And this is part of who you are. I want to do right by you. Maybe when you're feeling big again, you can give me some more in-depth pointers. Yeah. I can sit with you a bit longer. I am gonna need that shower at one point. Okay. Okay. I don't know what they're serving for tea later. If you want, I can grab a couple portions and bring them back here. If you're still feeling small and don't want to be around everyone. Though I'll be honest, I'm sure they'd have a field day with you. In a good way, I mean. You know, they all like you. Would you say that? You think we're like a family? I've never really had a good one of those. What if you think so? No, I'm sure they'd all be very nice big brothers to you, wouldn't they? Yeah, she'll let Johnny and Kaz babysit you. I'm only joking. I think you could trust him, you know, with this, if you wanted. I'm not gonna tell us all, alright? I know how to keep a secret. Well, I'll sit here for a bit. Maybe you'll fall asleep, have a bit of a nap, and then I can extract myself from your tight little grip, have a shower, grab us food, come back, and you can wake up to a hot meal. Sounds like a plan. My good Lord.